Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for this new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. I'm your host, Christelle Biga, inspirational speaker, podcast host, and personal empowerment coach. It's always a pleasure for me to be with you here at this time to share with you all this amazing information that will help you move forward with your life in the easiest and fastest way possible. It really matters to me for you to feel good on your journey to success. And today's episode is really special for me. And before we go to the topic, I just want to welcome you. If this is the first time for you to catch this, either live or the replay, welcome to my world. And I hope you will enjoy this experience. You enjoy our time together. The reason why I'm hosting this show, and that's why I really love today's topic, is because as an entrepreneur, I was sick and tired of hearing that success is so hard to achieve, that it takes forever. It takes blood and sweat. And each time I would hear that, something in me will just feel like, I don't think it has to be that way. I'm not sure that's the only way. Is it a way? Yes. If you want to struggle, bleed, sweat, your choice. But I didn't want it to feel that way. And it really saddened me to see how many people were giving up on their dreams, giving up on whatever they really wanted to achieve in life, simply because they just couldn't handle the idea of having to struggle, bleed, and sweat. Not because they were lazy people, not because they had no ambition, but simply because the only idea of having to sacrifice so much, work so hard, was just unbearable. And they would give up. Sometimes they would settle for less. I've spoken to so many people, like my clients, that have a big dream, a big desire, but they go for something less. When they come to work with me, they're like, this is what I want to achieve. And during the conversation, I realized that that's really not what they want. That's not their real dream. Their real dream is bigger. What they're actually capable of achieving is higher than whatever they come with as a goal to achieve. And I was wondering, why is that? And I realized that they just were too afraid to go there. It just seemed too scary, just unreachable, just too hard. So they will settle. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart because I know the potential we all have in within ourselves to create anything we want. How do I know that? You will wonder. Maybe you know my story, maybe you don't. And maybe someday I will have the opportunity to share that fully in this show. But I'll just give you a sneak peek. When I moved into this country, I almost got deported. I spent 9 months in a detention center just to get a chance to try my American dream. And during that time, I had so many opportunities to give up. To go back to my country wasn't that bad. You know, it's like all those decisions you have to make and your brain comes in and tells you, listen, wherever you are right now, it's not that bad. You can just stay there. Why even go after that big dream, that big goal, right? This level is not that bad. And you try to convince yourself that it's okay for you to not go higher, to not go bigger, to not go after what your soul is calling you to do. And you don't trust in the potential you have to create that. And maybe you believe it's just too hard. Maybe you believe it's just too high, too far away from where you are right now. But what if it isn't? Now, one thing I love to do with my clients is ask them challenging questions that get them to think and look within instead of looking outside. Because the only reason why maybe now you believe it's too hard, it's impossible, you don't have the money, you don't have the resources, you don't have the time, you don't have the support of your loved ones, and all those things is because you're looking outside of yourself. So I challenge them to look back within. When they say, you know, but this is, I can't do it now. Maybe in 5 years, I ask them, says who? And then they realize that that story is not even their stories. Their story came from somewhere else. Maybe they saw someone else fail or try and achieve it in 5 years. So they make that story theirs. And now they buy into it and they say, okay, it's going to take me 5 years. But again, says who? You get to decide how fast, you are going to create whatever it is that you want. You get to decide that it's going to be easy. It's going to feel good. And how do you do that? By getting clear on what it is that you want. As I mentioned, I had to spend 9 months in that state. It wasn't easy, but my goal, my vision, my desire to make my American dream a reality was bigger than all the challenges that I was facing. So I rose up. I had to rise up to the challenges because my vision was that clear in my mind. My desire was too big for me to settle for less than that, for me to just go back to the known, to the safety, to the comfortable. My soul was on fire and I couldn't give up. I couldn't settle for less than that. So what it is that you want, that's really the first step in that journey. Get clear, crystal clear on what it is that you really want. And make sure you are not settling, because I promise you can achieve so much. You can create magic. You can create anything you want. And that's just not a story they tell you to make you feel good. I know that firsthand. You have that potential, but you have to believe in it. And you have to keep rising up, regardless of the challenges. And for you to find that courage to keep going up, to keep pushing, to keep trying, to keep believing, you need a strong vision. You need a vision that sets your soul on fire. You need a goal that is so beautiful. When you close your eyes, you see that vision, you see that picture in your mind. There is nothing that can stop you from creating it. And then from that place, you feel good through the journey, because your soul is leading you. You are saying yes to yourself. You are showing up for yourself. And from that place, it doesn't feel hard. That's why they say, if you do what you love, you never walk a day in your life. It doesn't feel hard when it's coming from your soul. So if right now you are going after something and you just feel like, this is not for me, maybe it's not. Because if your vision and whatever you're trying to achieve right now is clear and beautiful and strong enough and sets your soul on fire, I promise you will always find the resources within yourself to keep rising up to the challenges, to keep rising up no matter what, and to become unstoppable. That's why I love today's topic for this show, because that was my intention with this podcast. Remind the listeners that you have what it takes. And it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to take forever. It can happen whenever you decide that you are ready for it, and that you decide that you're going to rise up to achieve just that and nothing less. We will share with you today on this show with my guest more tools on how to really lead yourself through success, but from your soul, from whatever sets your soul on fire. And that's also something I'm going to really help the women that will attend my retreat that I'll be hosting next month, the Activate Your Infinite Potential online retreat. We will go through that journey together. And if you want more information on that, feel free to reach out by email, or you can go to the description of this show and check out the page for that retreat coming up next month. But right now, I have invited an amazing lady. She's a powerhouse, and she's on a mission to empower soul-led leaders, just like yourself, because I know you are a soul-led leader. So please help me welcome Leila Khan, that will come right now, share with you how to achieve soul-led success as an entrepreneurial woman. Hi, Leila.
Hi. So awesome to be here. That was amazing. I love that.
Thank you, Lily. No, girl, you're not here to listen. You're here to share your wisdom. So we can't wait to hear you. So first of all, who are you? For those people that don't know you, can you share a little bit who you are and why you are the woman to talk about soul-led success?
Oh, amazing. Okay, so what I do is I help ambitious soul-led women to magnetize success so that she can inspire and impact others and make money and essentially change the world without feeling disempowered, without feeling stuck. I love what I do. I've been doing this for a very long time, you could say, and an author, a speaker, course creator. I'm always creating new courses, masterclasses, and so I'm just unleashing this creativity that just comes from this deep soul place. And yeah, I was supposed to answer that question about why me. Well, it's been a really interesting, it's been a very interesting journey. Just from a very difficult childhood marred with abuse, physical, emotional, sexual abuse, attempting suicide at 12, and that moment actually being a wake-up call and a spiritual awakening. And I'm 40 now, and every single day I remember that moment, and I remember the promises I made to myself and to the little girl in me. And I promised myself that I would take care of myself and that I would walk this path with God and with the universe, and that I would heal everything and anything within me that was stopping me from being happy, and that I would take those learnings and help my family to be happy and to not argue and to not be not hate and so on, and also to do that with the rest of the world, you know, with my friends and my family. So my journey right from the beginning was very planted in my purpose and in my mission. And in order to have accomplished the things that I have, and in order to have overcome, you know, the things that I experienced, I had to just tap into the place, the only place that I knew, which is my heart and soul. Just this deep place, which just feels like home. You know, that expression, home is where the heart is. Like, your heart is your home. And my journey has always been about, what does my heart want? What is my soul guiding me to? What is aligned for me right here, right now? Where do I want to go? What is the thing that would light me up to make this life the most amazing life that I could ever experience, considering my start in life was the complete opposite? So I've always had this zest for life and this soul on fire, you know, just like crazy, amazing, beautiful energy, you know, which is the thing that's got me through everything. You know, this powerful essence of love, and this essence of love is the thing that has guided me and continues to guide me in my service work, in my purpose work with the world out there, and, you know, with helping solid entrepreneurs, leaders, to really tap into their resources, like you mentioned, you know, tap into who she is, what she's here to do, tap into her message, her way. Because the thing is, like, we weren't made to fit into boxes. I don't know who tried to make that up.
I tried. It didn't work really well.
Exactly. It didn't work very well at all. And so, you know, like, for those of us that were not made for boxes, trying to fit into those boxes, cultural, religious, gender, societal, whatever they might be, they weren't made for us, but we were absolutely made for purpose. And so if we were made for purpose to not be in those boxes, we were made to forge our own path and blaze our own trail. And so this is about connecting to who we are. And the easiest way to manifest whatever you deeply desire, the easiest way to really make the most of your life, is to connect. And what I'd love to do is just share with you four or five, mm-hmm. or the key kind of, not strategies per se, but principles, strategies, ways that you can actually create solid success. Yeah?
Awesome. Go for it.
All right, let's do this then. Okay, so the first one is to actually connect with your own heartbeat. So what this means is to actually physically feel your heart. And most people don't do this. And I just think, I get it. You know, if people are in their mind, it's fair enough. You're not really going to connect with your body. Because I had so much experience being disconnected from my physical body, the thing that anchored me was actually my heartbeat. So just putting my hand on my heart and just feeling the beats, meditating on my heartbeat. I teach a meditation called the Gratitude and Miracles Meditation, where you literally just sit and you, on every heartbeat, you say thank you. So every heartbeat that you receive, you say thank you, and you just keep going with this for 5 minutes, 11 minutes, you know, 20 minutes. Those are the times that I've used. And you do this to connect to your source. You do this to connect to your inner potential. And you do this to connect to yourself And to remember that everything you desire is within you, like it's always been there. We are actually very internal beings. You know, we're here to experience this incredible world that exists within us. And the external world is just a representation of that. So connect to your heartbeat. And I can assure you 100% you will manifest miracles, because the things that I have manifested, I'm just like, my brain could not have done that. My brain could not have done that. So connect to your heartbeat. And the next thing is to actually commit to a love affair with yourself. Commit to having a beautiful, or cultivating, not even just having, but cultivating a beautiful relationship with who you are. Accepting yourself, accepting the ups, the downs, the twists, the turns. Acknowledging your humanness, but also tapping into your inner potential, you know, the next level you, the deeper part of you that can do anything and everything that she desires, literally through her love for herself. And this is, again, going back to one of the points made just there, it's about you connecting internally, you know, loving yourself, releasing, well, loving yourself and liking yourself, they're actually two different things. Mm-hmm. And that's a journey. That's a true self-love journey where we love ourselves unconditionally. We might not like ourselves though. And so the journey to actually loving yourself unconditionally, properly and consciously is about saying, I like myself in this moment. I like myself as I'm going through this experience of shame or guilt or resentment. I still like myself. And from there, I'm going to take myself into this space of forgiveness or self-love or soothing or whatever it might be. And so cultivate this love affair with yourself. Really get to know who you are, your likes, your dislikes, your preferences, you know, your mindset, your connection to source, and do what you're here to do, because we've all got a deep purpose. And it doesn't have to be with work, but it is a purpose of some sort. And actually there are quite a few layers with that as well. So leading on to that, commit to your best self. And the details of this are about you deciding that and understanding you have the resources within you to show up in your business, in your personal life, in your career, to the best of your abilities, no matter the challenges, no matter the word turbulence is just popping up in my mind there, no matter the struggles, at the end of the day, you have this infinite potential of excellence, of integrity, of respect. You have this infinite potential of creativity. Like, I'm so creative, it blows my mind. I'm like, where did that come from? You know, but it's never ending, it's always there. Mm-hmm. And so when you choose to commit to your best self, you're also saying that you are committed to mastering your craft and choosing to be excellent, choosing to be the best that you can possibly be at the thing that you love, or the thing that you're gifted at doing, or the thing that you are here to share with the world. Because at the end of the day, if we want to be amazing and excellent at business, then we have to commit to being so good that we blow our own mind. Mm. You know, being so good that you're like, whoa, where did that come from? Mm. And the thing is, when it's that good, it's come from source, it's come from this deep place within you, which in many ways you want to access through that way. You know, you don't want to go through the mind stuff, you just want to go straight to your own excellence. So two more points. So the next point is really about choosing to heal your any traumas, any challenges, you know, working through the shadow self, not spiritually bypassing, not pushing away emotions and feelings and the difficult things. I've always said that positive thinking is BS, even though of course I'm naturally optimistic. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, when we just be positive and we try and be positive over a difficult situation or circumstance, whatever it might be, when we know that actually we want to just acknowledge what's happened or the pain or the challenge, when we can do that, we actually bring love into that situation and we can move forward much, much faster. So this is about what I teach my audience is about authentic mindset. It's like you're going to be okay to look at something negative, to see yourself in a way that you don't want to see yourself. You're going to be absolutely fine, but it takes that courage just to say, okay, I'm flawed. I've got imperfections. I'm not perfect at all. I try my best and I still make mistakes. And then from there, you're choosing to actually heal and transform anything that is of a lower kind of darker or denser energy, rather than positive thinking. And then you're just building up all this stuff, you know, just within, which hasn't got anywhere to go until you sit with it, you know, until you actually sit with it. And it does take courage. And I share this from, of course, I share this from experience. From, you know, the age of 12, I started working with a counselor at school, and that was super transformative. And pretty much that my whole life, I've always worked with counselors, coaches, mentors, professionals, you know, who can actually support me in my up level and support me in my healing. And then the magic has been, as I've healed and really worked through anything that's getting in the way, the ripple effect has been on my personal life and my business life. So the money has just catapulted next level, manifesting just like that, easy peasy, you know, customers, clients, promotions, amazing things. So there is a greater benefit to that. And then the last part would be about really following your intuition. So your intuition is your inner guide, and the kind of the clues are in the word. It's your inner teacher, you could say, your inner tuition, your inner guidance. And so what you want to do is to follow your intuition, hear it, accept it, and then take action. Listen to your intuition and then take action. And from there, confidence comes. And from there, you will literally just be mind blown at what you are able to create and the ripple effect of that for the world as well.
Awesome. I love how you know, we are talking about solid success for entrepreneurial women. So I bet people, somebody listening right now will come get like marketing strategies, the tactics and all of that to achieve success, right? But I love how you were able to go from what I believe is the starting point of everything, you, yourself. The inner work, the work on who you are, on your relationship with yourself and your beliefs and your stories. That's a beautiful journey. And that's really from that place, you are capable of honoring who you are and showing up for yourself with your powerful, powerful gifts. We are that gifted, but we have to have that connection with ourselves in order for us to be able to impact the world, make a difference, make money, and become successful. So thank you so much, Leila, for this amazing journey. And for the people that want to stay in contact with you, how can they reach out? And I know you also have a gift that, you know, you will share right away with our live studio audience. That's amazing. But whoever is listening, let them know, what is the gift? What, I know you have a gift for the audience as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I've written quite a few books. One of my books is called 101 Plus Ways to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles. It's in the other room. I completely forgot to bring it to my table. And so I've got a free downloadable version of the book available on my website and a free 30-minute coaching call as well. So all you've got to do is head on over to my website, which is leilakhanauthor.com. That's L-E-I-L-A and then Khan, K-H-A-N, author.com. And you can sign up there and you can email me or send me a message to let me know that you came from this show, and we'll get you booked in for a 30-minute coaching call.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for that beautiful gift. And of course, if you are in the live studio audience already, you will have access to that right away. And if you're just listening to the replay or watching this, you can find that information in the description of this show, because we want all of you to get a copy of that beautiful gift. That book, was a gift, right? For the Oscars in 2018. Yeah. How cool is that? So you definitely want to have a copy of that book. Thank you so much, Leila. This was a beautiful conversation. And before we end the show, do you have any one last thing to say to the audience before we leave?
The only thing that I want to say is listen to your heart. Life is today. You know, this is how I end my videos usually, but life is today, right here, right now. And it's in this moment that you can transform everything. So follow your heart. It knows the way. Trust yourself. Trust your guidance. Do what you're here to do.
Yes, I could have not said that more beautifully. You know the way. That's what I love to tell my kids. Sometimes it drives them nuts, but that's the truth. You know the how. You know exactly how to get from where you are to where you want to go. But we try to get the answers outside of ourselves. When the answers, the step-by-step we're looking for, all the hows we are longing for are locked in within ourselves. And we have the potential to create anything we want, to achieve the level of success that we really want. We don't have to settle. We don't have to. And again, we have to trust ourselves. Remember that we have what it takes. And we hope this show was a reminder that there is no limit to whatever it is that you can create and achieve in life. There is no limit to whatever, what the impact you can make in your life, in other people's life, in the world. But you have to look in the right direction with this inward and heal when it's needed and keep rising up to the challenges. Keep trusting that your soul is leading you to the right path, to the easiest path for you to become the energetic match for the dream, the desire, and the goal you have. So thank you so much again for listening to this show. I'm your host, Crystal Biga. We are here every first and third Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time for an episode of Absolute Alignment with Crystal, when success feels easy. And as a reminder, you can be with us in the studio when we are recording this show. Just use the link in the description of this show to save your seat for the next one, to get an opportunity to have your questions answered and coaching from the guest and myself. Just like the people in the live studio audience right now, we'll have the opportunity to experience. But until we meet next time, enjoy your weekend and take control of your life. Bye-bye.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.